Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Marcia Egan back on the show. Marcia is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's a certified professional coach. Do you have a professional coach? We can all use one, I promise you that. She's the author of Inbox Detox. She's been a member of our Brain Trust now for several years, and she's our good friend Marcia Egan. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be back. Happy New Year, Jim.
You too. She's also the founder and the CEO of the Egan Group. So, Marcia, as you talk to your clients, your coaching clients, what are you talking to them about right now?
Right now, it's what's going to happen this year, what's going to happen 3 years from now, and what's going to happen 5 years from
now. Wow. You're really making them noodle, aren't you?
I am. But, you know, the beginning of the year is a wonderful time.
You're asking them to be a CEO, aren't you?
Well, I'm asking them to be what they want to be.
Well, the reason I say that is I've been spending a lot of time talking to my audience about the role of a CEO in a small business, which is not the same thing as the role of a general manager. A general manager's got payroll to make on Friday and sales to get right now. But that same person in a small business has to, on next set, this coming Saturday, has to hold up somewhere and put his or her CEO hat on and ask the question you just asked: where are we going to be a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now?
Well, and you know I love what you said there because it's the difference between being the visionary and managing all the
and the operator exactly.
Exactly. And so many times, many of our small business owners and managers get caught in the business rather than on the business.
That's right.
So this is a fabulous, fabulous time of year to work on goal setting.
Huh.
And I shouldn't say it would surprise you because I don't think it would surprise you, Jim, but it may surprise some other people how few people actually sit down and write their goals for the year. They just keep doing. And if the business is going well, hey, that's okay. But it's always great to have a target to shoot for, or several targets.
Well, because when you set goals, not only do you decide, if you do the goal setting right, I think, Gail, I want you to tell me what you think about this. If you do it right, when you set your goals, you also have to imagine what could prevent you from accomplishing those goals. Not just how will I accomplish these goals, but what is going to be in my way of doing that. And then when you do that, you bring the world into it, don't you?
You really do. And it's interesting because you say what's going to get in the way. I challenge people to say what are the obstacles. In other words, let's just say someone has a goal of getting their MBA. And if you say to them, what are your obstacles? And they say, well, I really don't have the money.
Right.
And as soon as they articulate the obstacle, now they have an opportunity for another goal. But too many people avoid the obstacles and never actually articulate them.
Right.
So they have these blocks that get in the way of their targets that they're not even realizing.
Well, and they're not breaking their goal down into bite-sized pieces either, are they? It's just this. It's just this. This imaginary thing that I want out there. That's setting a goal is not enough. You gotta when you set a goal, you've got to establish a way to get there.
Exactly. Well, the first thing you have to do is set a goal that is achievable. There are people out there who might say, "I want my business to grow." And that's what they think. And if you have a goal that says, I want my business to be $1 million by the year 2015, now we have something to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure that many of your listeners have heard the acronym of a SMART goal, but it really, really works, and that's S-M-A-R-T, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. And three of those are more important than the other two, actually, and that is specific and time-bound and measurable.
Mm-hmm.
So if your goal has three of the five, it has to be specific, it has to be measurable, it has to be time-bound. It gives goals life.
Tell us what you mean by time-bound. Are you saying you have to give this goal a life, and so the sort of a sell-by date or give it some kind of a deadline?
Yeah, a deadline. I like to say, and somebody quoted this, and I don't know who did, but goals are dreams with deadlines, Jim.
Say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Gail.
Goals are dreams with deadlines. And the deadline, here's an example.
I love that. Goals are dreams with deadlines.
With deadlines.
I love
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And if you dream that your business is going to reach $1 million, give it a by which time or by when time.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives a goal life, Jim. And
mm-hmm.
that's what's missing a lot of times. I mean, I think every one of us has tried to lose a little bit of weight every now and then. And instead of saying, I want to lose some weight, if you say, I want to lose 10 pounds by April 1st.
Right.
It gives you
That means I have to not crook my elbow so much right now. I need to start that right now, right?
Exactly. One of the things that they say is it has to be achievable. So if you have a goal of losing 10 pounds in 3 days, that's not a good goal either.
Right.
So it has to be
not really without a hospital visit.
Exactly. You got it. So that's the beginning. And then, as you just said, the next point is, what are the sub-goals? In other words, you can have a goal of reaching $1 million by 2015, but there are probably going to be 10 sub-goals that get you to that.
Mm-hmm.
And they should all be measurable and specific and
time-bound.
Absolutely.
Marcia, I need your website, please.
My website is MarciaEgan.com, MarciaEgan.com.
The book is called Inbox Detox. Anything else? Oh, you've got a big event coming up, haven't you?
Yes.
When we come back, can we talk about it?
Sure.
Can they find out more about it at your website right now?
Sure.
Okay, check it out, folks. We're going to talk about this and more on goal setting when we come back with our good friend Marcia Egan. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.